You are listening to Grow a Thriving Practice podcast. This is episode 122, My Thoughts on Social Media Marketing. My name is Jillian Faldmo, and I teach wellness practitioners the exact steps to find clients and get paid so they can spend less time marketing and more time doing what they love. This is the Grow a Thriving Practice podcast. Hello, listener. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you're doing well and enjoying some spring weather. I hope you had some productivity this week, whether that was getting things done in your business or maybe even rest. I do consider rest to be productive at times. Today, I want to talk to you about social media, and you might cringe when I say that. I know a lot of you out there don't love social media, and I get it. I don't either. I really don't spend a lot of time doing much on social media. Every now and then I'll get into a little phase of scrolling and wasting a ton of time. But for the most part, I really don't do a whole lot of content creation. I'm not constantly trying to get likes and followers. And I think when people think about online marketing, they think that that's what they have to do. They have to create these outrageous reels and get a bunch of followers and likes. And oh my gosh, it's just not for me. And it feels really crazy making. But I do want to share with you a way that I use social media, which is I have an ad running in the background on social media, which allows me to step away from it whenever I want to. And it keeps my marketing running so that I can focus on more important things in my business and working with clients. So what I want to talk with you about today is Facebook ads. Now, you might cringe at me even saying Facebook ads, and you might even think you have an idea of what Facebook ads are. Some people think it's the, boosting your post on Facebook or promoting your post on Instagram. And actually, Facebook ads is run through a business called Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram. And you have to set up your Facebook ad through adsmanager.facebook.com. Now, I'm not an affiliate. I kind of sound like an affiliate of Facebook ads, but I'm telling you about Facebook ads today because I know how many of you don't like to spend time on social media, but you're actually missing a huge opportunity of getting your message in front of millions of people through Facebook ads. I want you to think about, a time maybe in the 1800s where someone wanted to share a message and they needed to go to the town center where all of the people were and stand up on this podium or some sort of stage and give their message. They got in front of the people. That's what Facebook ads is like right now, right? I mean, we don't have to go out there in person and stand on a stage. We could in front of millions of people. It's not as convenient or as easy. Facebook ads is a way to do that in a very convenient way. And so I just want to bring it to your awareness. Facebook ads works like this. You can create one ad. You can have it target your specific niche and then ultimately leave it alone because you tell Facebook what kind of budget you have and Facebook does the rest, or Meta does the rest. It will circulate your ad in front of all of the people that are within your selected target market that you select, whether it's based on demographics or interests or behaviors. And it'll find all the people like them who are likely to click, who are likely to visit your website and take whatever action that you want them to take, whether that's subscribing to your email list or purchasing something from your website. And it is so good at, like, you tell it what kind of budget you have. It's so good at keeping within that budget and maximizing your budget too. So for example, the ad that I have running now, it's had a few versions, but the most recent version is performing extremely well. I initially had it set to run at under $5 per website lead, meaning that a website lead is someone that clicks on the ad and gives me their email address or purchases something. And it started at about $5 and now it's at $3 per Facebook lead. And that's incredible. I spend about $97 a month on Facebook ads and it's well worth that budget because each person, each lead that I get becomes a potential client and those potential clients become clients at some point, right? So I'm investing in my clientele by running this ad. Now, one thing that you should know about creating Facebook ads is there is a matter of trial and error to it. So likely the first Facebook ad that you create isn't going to perform as well as the 10th ad that you create, right? Because with practice, you get better, as with anything in business. It's just a matter of trial and error. So you might create it once and come back to check on the stats and then see it's not performing well. And maybe you decide to change the image or the headline in the ad, or maybe what's, you know, when they click on the headline, the paragraph of information in the ad, and you just get to tweak it and try it again and see if it works better. And if it does, great, leave it alone. But if it's not performing well, you just tweak it and then try it again until it does. And if this sounds like a lot and it sounds like complicated, I promise it's not. It's actually pretty simple. It's just a matter of learning what kind of image to use and what kind of ad copy to write. And I teach all of that inside the Grow a Thriving Practice coaching program. And actually in May, I'm going to host a workshop on creating Facebook ads specifically. So you'll get this full step-by-step process, plus some great information and learning on Facebook ads. If you're interested in that, of course, you can join the program. Just go to jillianfaldmo.com/workwithme. And I'll see you inside there in May, unless you wanted to join us sooner. We're doing some pretty cool things in the program right now. We just had our first productivity power hour where we got together on a call and everybody just got to work. It's like a co-working thing. So it's just great to be, you know, part of a community where everybody's working towards similar goals and we're working together on those. And then Monday, we're going to have a Mindful Mondays planning hour. So we're going to start the week off on a great foot with some mindfulness and some intentional planning so that we end up, you know, setting ourselves up for success for the week ahead. Okay. So for those of you who don't like social media, I just want to offer you a different perspective because never before in history have we been able to reach millions of people with our messaging without having to pay millions of dollars, right? If you think about the Super Bowl commercials and like people who are on television, they're getting their message out to millions of people, but they have to spend a lot of money. And so social media is a great way to get in front of people and to not have to break our backs creating content for hours and hours each week or to break the bank, okay? And I'm not talking about gaining new followers. I really don't care about followers. I'm talking about new email addresses on my email list from something like a Facebook ad. And a Facebook ad, again, Facebook they do such a good job of getting it in front of people. Actually, let me pull up my Facebook ad. And I just want to give you some stats. Okay. So just this month from April 1st to April 12th, Facebook has put my ad in front of 632 people. And out of that 632 people, 18 of those people actually went to my website and entered their information to get my freebie. So I have 18 website leads. And the cost for that for me was $2.98 per lead. That's fantastic. That's actually lower than I thought it was. So when we have, when we're just posting content, like, you know, regular posts on Facebook and Instagram, we're not likely to get that kind of reach, 632 people. We might get 30 or 50. And then the amount of, so those are the people that see it, or the amount of feeds it shows up on. And the percentage of people that will actually take action and do something is very, very small. So Meta, or Facebook ads here, will put it in front of the people who are likely, more likely to take some action, and they end up on your list. You actually end up with quality people on your email list. Another thing that I teach on in the Grow a Thriving Practice program is what to do with these people once they're in your email list, right? Like, how do we nurture them? How do we show them the value of what we have to offer? How do we clearly articulate how we can help them so that they can take the next step in their lives towards transformation, and we can have paying clients? It becomes a really win-win scenario. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by this information, or you're having some reservations about social media, it's totally understandable. It can be overwhelming, and there are definitely valid concerns about privacy and mental health and, you know, the impact of excessive screen time. But when approached strategically, social media can really be a powerful tool for getting your message out there and reaching your ideal clients and finding the people who would not have otherwise found you. Think of social media as a means to an end rather than an end in itself, right? It's a platform for sharing your message, for connecting with potential clients, for driving traffic to your website or other online channels where you can convert their interest into some tangible results. And by leveraging tools like Facebook ads, you can really streamline your marketing and focus on what matters most, growing your business and serving your clients effectively. And remember, it's not about the quality of followers or likes or any of that stuff, but really the quality of engagement and the relationships that you start to build with your audience. So while social media has its challenges, it also presents really unparalleled opportunities for business growth and brand exposure. And with the right strategy and mindset, you can harness this power to expand your reach, attract the clients, and ultimately thrive in your practice. And for those who are interested in diving a little bit deeper into the world of Facebook ads and marketing strategy, I invite you to join me in May for a live workshop where we will be exploring the ins and outs of Facebook ads. And together we will unlock the potential for your practice, and we'll do it from a place of integrity. I want you to be doing your marketing from authenticity and a place that feels true to you, because otherwise it's not going to feel good. And if it doesn't feel good to do it, it's not going to be feeling good for the person receiving it on the other end. So we want you to thrive and grow, and we hope to see you inside Grow a Thriving Practice program. You can learn more at jillianfaldmoe.com/workwithme. All right. I'll see you all in the next episode. Are you a wellness practitioner that wants to grow your business, but you're feeling confused, overwhelmed, maybe even doubtful? Well, let's get you out of that emotional rut and turn those emotions into the fuel that will grow your business. Get the Harness Your Emotional Awareness to Grow Your Business free roadmap at jillianfaldmoe.com.